imagining Buddha Shakyamuni in the space in front, and his heart as Mother Prajnaparamita. And just sitting and adjusting the posture and breathing. But we can also, while we're doing that, feel with every in-breath, we're being filled with the qualities of the Buddha's holy body, speech, and mind. And if visualizing light rays and nectars is beneficial for you, or if you just want to feel it, just feel that with every in-breath you first just fill up with gratitude. And that gentle, tender, loving care. For ourselves and extending it out to all beings. So mostly we're just doing a breathing meditation, but it's in the background, you know. Knowing that every time you breathe, you're receiving blessing. Every time you breathe in, receive a blessing. Every time you breathe out, you share it. It's very gentle and tender and subtle. But it makes the breathing relaxing and blissful. But as you do it, you know, go through the body and relaxing your belly and your middle and breathing all through the whole body. Letting that breath fill you with inspiration and relaxation. And some kind of confidence that there is a relief for the experience of this ego, you know, and all the tensions that come with it. So another thing you might do is just imagine that as you breathe in all that tension and grasping and worry and anxiety just gets melted away, the way your body feels when you get in a hot bathtub and you just relax. This warmth that comes from the inside, from the heart, from connecting with the Buddha, Mother Prajnaparamita, and our own true nature. Making that heart-to-heart connection. My heart, Buddha's heart. My mind, the Buddha's mind. We all have that potential. Sometimes we can think of meditation, it's a bit like driving a car. You know, there's, after a while, the focus on the breathing and the posture. You know, in the beginning, driving a car is not that easy, but you get used to changing gears and, you know, knowing how to stay on the road. And after a while, that paying attention to keeping the body full and open and breathing, relaxing, is like driving, you know. And staying focused on where you're going is the object of meditation, and then all the thoughts that come by, it's kind of like the scenery that goes by. You notice, you're going through trees or fields or with sheep or through a city, but it doesn't get in the way of what you're doing. It just is there, it just goes by. And then when there are periods of no thought, you can rest in that. But when the thoughts come, if we just keep focused on the breathing, the relaxation, then thoughts become less and less things that take us away from the experience of refuge, of feeling the blessing of the Guru. They're just peripheral little, passing energy blurbs. And if there is a particular thought that you can't let go of, then focus on the body and feel the kind of the energetic component of that thought. And see if you can tune into that rather than the story. Because the story is a reflection of some kind of tension in the wind somewhere. If we focus on the body and relax that place, that energetic thing, then the storyline will often dissipate as well. And so one of the reasons taking refuge is so important, to find that kind of baseline place where we can maintain our awareness and clarity and that sense of care and love. It's like the place where we come home to, you know. And it becomes more and more the main experience of the meditation rather than just the passing thoughts. And our Lama said once that taking refuge without any words is the best way to take refuge. Just that experience, you know. Relative ultimate bodhicitta, the best we understand that. But until our kind of understanding is more developed, we can just feel the blessing of the Buddha, knowing that that is emptiness of self and other, and this unbelievable drive to not let the conditions defeat us, you know, to develop the clarity and awareness and remembrance and to catch the delusions as they arise, to feel them in their energetic component and watch them dissolve before they become full-blown emotional distractions. It's also helpful to engage our cognitive mind, so we'll recite recite the refuge prayer 3 times. And I remember one time years and years ago when I first met Wendy Fenster, and she was leading meditation to Shida in Delhi, and she said refuge is like a rabbit, you know, running from a fox and finds their hole, and they're all run inside the hole and they're all safe and comfy. So it's that kind of a feeling, you know, knowing that that fox of deluded activity and deluded thoughts and unwanted karmas and just karmas in general are always chasing us, that we can create that safe place in our heart. inside a relaxing, breathing body that's connected with all the Buddhas and all the lineages and all the great teachers and all sentient beings. Receiving the blessings and then giving it to all the sentient beings. And with the mind of bodhicitta, wishing to share that with them. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to it all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to it all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to it all may I become Buddha. And then the Buddha dissolves into the Mother Prajnaparamita. Who dissolves into the subtle mind, subtle wind and mind at her heart in the form of a very, very bright, like the sun, a drop. And just as the sun is bright and light, but is also warm. This drop, is the bright and light, is the emptiness aspect. And the warmth is the bodhicitta, the relative bodhicitta, the loving kindness. So we have these two. Like the sun, you know, we said at the beginning, like the sun. It grows all of our realizations. And like the diamond, once it's stabilized, nothing can take us away from that diamond hard experience. Nothing, no delusion can cut through that. And of course, it's the medicine that heals all. So knowing that it's in that those natures, and really wanting to cultivate that in our own hearts, we request the blessing of the Mother to come and abide in our own heart. And so we can imagine that coming, entering through the crown of our head, and blessing our mind, coming to our throat, blessing our speech, and resting on a tiny lotus and moon at our heart. If you know what a vajra looks like, you can imagine a little vajra standing on the moon. Relative and ultimate bodhicitta. The vajra is the indestructible realization of emptiness, and the moon is that warm, tender, loving kindness for all beings. It's unconditional and unmovable, unshakable. And also our faith is also representative of our faith and certainty that we can develop this in our own minds. if that's too complicated, just feel that little sun in your heart. Good enough. A subtle drop at the heart. Then we'll do just a few minutes of Tonglen practice. Developing the mind that wishes all beings to be what we've already been thinking about, free of all sentient beings, free of all delusion. And we'll just begin by whatever is present in your life and my life that needs healing at the moment. We'll breathe that in into that drop where it's completely obliterated, just as if it was, you know, being burned up by the sun. That intense awareness. And we can think that, you know, any sentient being that has this same issue, as I breathe in my issue, I'm breathing it in for all sentient beings. And just as I have, am purifying that, they are all as well. Or alternatively, we can think, the grasping of my I, this ego grasping that causes all this delusion, I'm breathing that in, letting it touch my baby experience of emptiness. And as I breathe out, it grows my experience of emptiness of self and emptiness of other. And as I do this for myself, I do this for all sentient beings. And just completely drop all efforts and just rest the mind in stillness, whatever's there. Just be. awaken. I'm dedicating merit. By this merit may I become Buddha and lead all beings into that enlightened Supreme Bodhicitta, Anatta, risen, rise and grow. And what has arisen, not decline, but in